This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 480, Freelancer Rates, How to Set Them and Raise Them, part 2 by Sandra Kenrick with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am your narrator. My name is Dan, and I'm here each and every day reading to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. If you were with me yesterday, you know that this is actually a continuation episode. This is part 2 of Sandra's post, so if you didn't check out yesterday's, you're going to want to do that first so this one makes sense for you. That is episode 479. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 as we continue optimizing your life. Freelancer Rates, How to Set Them and Raise Them, part 2 by Sandra Kenrick with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. 7. Whether people are buying what you're selling. It doesn't matter what rate you set, how much time you spend marketing, or even whether you're the cheapest on the block. If you're putting out a product that no one is buying, you're wasting your time. The opposite might also be disastrous for a decent rate. If people are buying and too many are selling, you might find yourself in a price war in no time. Think of the bidding sites such as Upwork and Freelancer. Many freelancers have made a substantial career out of freelancing just on those sites, but move the parameters to the lower end of the market. Suddenly, you're competing against hundreds of other freelancers who can offer the service at a fraction of the price you want to go in with. In fact, it's not uncommon to have to pay for more bids or higher placement in the queue just to get noticed, and then get paid $4 for an hour's work. You need to stand out from the crowd. And even if you're entering a saturated industry, you can still place your own spin on it. How to raise your freelancing rates. You've gone through the mission of pricing, landed a few great clients, and then 2 years down the line realized that your utilities, housing, and insurances have all gone up, but your rate hasn't increased. Here's a spoiler for those who come from corporate. There are no automatic rate increases when you're freelancing. Your clients are hoping that you'll stay none the wiser and keep the rate the same, all while their other providers have increased their rates religiously every year. Something to bear in mind, though, is that the passing of a year is not reason enough to increase your rate. You need to give your clients some tangibles to have the upper hand in these negotiations. This is called value-based pricing. 1. Document your value. It's time to document the wins in your line of work. Are you a web designer that wrote code allowing your client's site to load twice as fast as before and improve the bounce rate from this to that? A graphic designer who helped your client build a household brand? You want to document the facts, the figures, how you add value, and what your contribution did to make a difference in their business. Profit increases, lead conversions, organic traffic, increased sales. The list is long, and these things matter. 2. Explain why the rate is increasing. Firstly, they need to know that the new rate makes sense to you and that you need to increase the rate as a good business practice. For instance, you've hired an assistant to take on some tasks or do research, which means a faster turnaround time, which can lead to more sales for your customer. Be sure to add some details to the why part of your request. While your client might balk at the thought of just an increase, they might feel differently if there's something in it for them. 3. Raise your rates with referral clients. It's not always easy to raise your rates with your existing clients for several reasons. They might have been on your books for a number of years. They offer steady or fixed work, which allows you to budget more effectively. You're not the only freelancer on their books, and they'll simply divvy up the work between the remaining freelancers after they've given you the boot. So while there's not much wiggle room with some clients, you can always ask for a referral, especially if you've delivered a great product. In fact, that's exactly the right moment to ask for a referral. A referral client is the proverbial golden goose because you don't have to sell yourself. Your client already did that. You simply have to name your price, and they can accept or decline your service. Simple as that. If you're worried that the client that referred you will divulge your rate, don't. Even if they do, and your new prospect asks you why there's a difference in rate, you can answer honestly and say it's a rate you started with years ago. However, all new clients you're onboarding are on the current rate. There is a bonus to increasing your rate that extends beyond the dollars in your bank account. You're also starting to fish in a bigger pond. This means landing customers who aren't going to whinge about dollars and cents, but rather focus on the task at hand and how you can help them. You'll also find that you're no longer called on to do the grunt work or multiple sessions of rework or answer your phone at all times of the day. You're working with professionals who focus on the task at hand and who know how to strike a balance. When you're not getting paid what you deserve, it's easy to fall into a trap where you might believe your work is not up to standard, Doubting your ability can be crippling, and you'll be scraping the barrel, happy for a few crumbs here or there. But who wants to live like that? More importantly, how does that get you any closer to living your rich life? And 4, set yourself apart from your competitors. Figure out what is needed in order for you to get to the next level to start earning a better rate. Sometimes it's just the ability to showcase what you can do. Setting up a portfolio of evidence will give you that edge over your competitors who might forego the rights to claiming the design or work as their own for the sake of bulk work. Think ghostwriters and ghost coders. Approach a local business and offer to do their landing pages for free, track the results, and use it to land a paying client in the pay scale you want. Do a few graphic designs that aren't necessarily for a particular client. You might have to do some free or low-paying work to create a portfolio that will net better payers. This might be a bitter pill to swallow, especially if you're a graduate with oodles of experience and now have to settle for a lower rate, but you might have to start at the bottom while you're building up your base. Gradual increases might be the norm, but nice big leaps aren't unheard of either. The bottom line. Setting your freelancer rates needs to make sense, not only from a personal position, but also with the industry standards in mind. Your wish list and your client's willingness to pay need to align. In that same breath, make sure that you're working with the right client. It doesn't help your marketing yourself to those who will keep you below industry because some guy he knows back in Townsville Shire will do it cheaper. Now, if you're still not sure whether this is for you, Ramit started out with a rate of $20 per hour. He scraped the barrel, felt disillusioned with his chosen role, and was just about ready to call it a day. His strategy allowed him to increase his hourly rate to $3,000 an hour. Yep, you heard that right. Best part, he gets to choose who he works with, what he works on, and when. Isn't that the goal? If you want to boost your income, use the link in this post to learn how Ramit helps his students land those salary and rate negotiation meetings effortlessly and, more importantly, effectively. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Freelancer Rates, How to Set Them and Raise Them by Sandra Kenrick with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And that should do it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. I hope you are having a great day and weekend, and I thank you so much for being here. And I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.